Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and one of the things I've talked about with you off and on throughout the past 5.5 years is that, man, sometimes you just need wisdom. A great book to read is the book of Proverbs. And many years ago, I heard a pastor say, you know, whatever the day of the week is, read that chapter. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs, so there's one for each day of the month. And just read that. And it's been amazing through the years as I've done that. I've done it consecutively for a whole year. And then I've just done it off and on, maybe for a couple months, just when I need some wisdom and really need an answer from God. And we'll share from today. Today, if you're listening live on the radio, it's the 10th of August. So we're going to look at chapter 10. One of the Proverbs, the book of Proverbs written by Solomon, which is one of the wisest people ever to walk the face of the earth, definitely probably the wisest person then, but just such good nuggets of wisdom. One of the things I love about reading these chapters is that when I did it one year for, every month, so I read each one of these chapters, especially the ones before 1 through 30, I'd read them 12 times. And it would be amazing. I'm a highlighter or a pen guy, and I would like to use different ones, and there would be things, different colors, highlighters, even different colored pens. It'd be amazing. A verse that never spoke to me the first 10 times I read it that year. Then in that 11th or 12th month, all of a sudden, boom, because of whatever situation, season of life I was in, that verse specifically spoke to me. And that's why I love reading the Bible, friends. That's what God wants to do with his kids. He wants to speak to us. He wants to help us. And it lets you know he's listening to us. So we're going to look at chapter 10. Today's the 10th day. Maybe if you got your Bible, hang out there with us. But I just want to share a few verses over the years that have spoke to me. And one of them is just that good old financial provision. Chapter 10, verse 3 says, "The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry." And you know what, friends? I can say that. I went through five tough financial times. In fact, I remember when I was a college basketball coach at Western Kentucky University, and I was a low man on the totem pole as an assistant coach in my 20s and early 20s, and yet I went to order a pizza one night, and I had to call and cancel it because I looked in my account, and I forgot about getting gas in my car, and I didn't have the almost $8 to get a pizza, and it was embarrassing, you know. I just thought, wow, you know, and so I had to cancel it, and I had to have breakfast and lunch that day, and so it wasn't like I was going to go hungry, okay, and I think I had like a couple granola bars or something, so I had something to eat if I needed it, but it was just a great humbling moment. But yeah, I say that very lightheartedly because there's people that go through hunger in so many parts of the world, and there's even some people that are less fortunate that here in Lexington, but I'm so thankful. There's so many ministries that provide that. That's why I go to Lighthouse Ministries at least once a month, often twice a month, to share a word of hope before they serve the meal, because I need to be reminded. You know, the Bible talks about, give us this day our daily bread. And the Lord has provided over and over in Proverbs 10, verse 3, is a reminder of that. But I love it. It comes right back in verse 4. In Proverbs chapter 10, lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. You know, friends, one of the things I'm thankful for is that my mom and dad gave me a good work ethic. They exhibited that, and they modeled that. And in fact, I'm probably too guilty of the other extreme. But I know that's why I believe God's always provided for me. And there's been lean times. You know the story, flood, bankruptcy, divorce, 2001. And lost business, home, marriage. And, you know, but I've had to rebuild my life two or three times. And it's gotten tight, but several times. But God has just provided. And I know that part of that is because I'm willing to work. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, there were seasons where I've had to work five jobs. That's exactly right. Obviously, not five full-time jobs, but five part-time jobs that added up to a lot of hours. And yet, you know what? I believe that two reasons God has provided for me. One, because I've been willing to work. And two, because I always gave at least a 10%, the tithe that the Bible talks to us about doing, of the financial resources that God's entrusted us with. And so, friends, you can't outgive God, but, you know, you also, I believe, you have to do your part. And, you know, it goes on to say in verse 5 of Proverbs chapter 10, he who gathers crops in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. And, you know, there's certain times where we know there's things we need to do, and whether it's financially with making sacrifices or making investments or being generous, and yet sometimes we miss those opportunities. And I've been guilty of it, friends, and I'm having to try to make up for it here, you know, in my 50s, and that's tough. It is. And, you know, a lot of my friends starting to talk about retiring at 60 and 65, and, you know, that's not going to be possible for me unless God provides a miracle. If he does, that's great. But, you know, it's also not biblically to retire. And so I'm okay with that. And I'm thankful that overall I have good health, and I'm fine just to keep on working to whenever I've got to work. And just thankful for a healthy mind and heart and body and things. But I also know that for some people, you know that you're like, you've been a little lazy right now. And whatever that is, I'm not just talking about work, but just there's some area that when I said you're being lazy in, the Holy Spirit convicted you. Not me, not Greg Horn, okay? That's God. And I've said this before earlier this week, God doesn't condemn, but he does convict. And I will say condemn, I mean, if we don't accept him as Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, yes, we will be condemned, unfortunately, to hell someday. But the good thing is, everybody has a chance, a choice to say, I need a Savior. I need Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And that's one of the things we do with Hope Is Here. It's try to help you stay focused on that. I want to go on and look now at chapter 10. Proverbs, that's where we're hanging out today. And the verse 8 says, the wise in heart accept commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. Say that again. The wise in heart accept commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. You know, friends, James 1:19 has been a verse that spoke a lot to me over the last few years. You've heard me share it on Hope Is Here, but I feel like I need to share it again today. Be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. And I know humorously that a lot of you, if you're frequent listeners, we're so blessed to have so many of those. Thankful for each and every one of those. But God, kind of interesting, physically, proportionally, he gave us two ears and one mouth. So in other words, we need to listen twice as much as we speak. And friends, I'm trying to be a better listener. I got to keep growing that area. But man, I'll tell you, when you listen, you learn. And, you know, the second part of the verse says, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. And friends, some of us, we just need to quit talking so much. Oh, my goodness. You know, sometimes I've been concerned about going somewhere I didn't know people or whatever, and what will you say, what will you talk about? But I've found if you ask people questions, just simple questions, where are you from, what do you like to do, you know, what's your favorite sports team, do you have any brothers or sisters, do you have kids, where do you go to school? I mean, just things, I mean, people love to talk. We all do. I mean, I love to be asked questions, but I just want to say to you, though, that for some of you, maybe, you know, God just say, just ask him or ask a close friend, do I talk too much? And I think most people know that. And in fact, I kind of hurt for some people that when I've been around them, and man, they just talk. And a lot of times I think it's a hurting heart. And man, God just loves you. And I just want to encourage you with that. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12 says, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs. Oh, the enemy loves to cause hatred in our heart, and it stirs up conflict. But love covers over all wrongs. Friends, love is not just something for Valentine's Day, okay? Talk about 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13 earlier this week. These three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Somebody listening today, you just need to know how much God loves you. And I want to encourage you to forgive and to forget to release it to God and love somebody, but that you know that you need to. And, you know, Jesus said, forgive so that you will be forgiven. So, friends, we got to be careful. What's Yo saying? If you're pointing a finger at somebody else, there's how many fingers pointing back at you? Three, right? So if you're pointing, blaming somebody else and things, always remember there's three fingers pointing back at you. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22 says, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. And friends, I've done it both ways. I've had to work really hard in some seasons of my life, and I'm talking about that a little bit earlier, but there's also been times, friends, where just things slowed down a little bit, and God just, He provided. He provided. And, you know, that's a fine balance, and I struggle with that part between working for God and just being with God. And just want to remind you today that God is your protector and He is your provider. Remind you that again. The Lord is your protector and He is your provider. And it's just so important, friends, to know that today. And that's one of the things I've just learned. I've been praying that. I met with a Christian counselor one time, and I remember she prayed that as we were concluding our session. And I've never forgotten that. It's been over, 13 years ago now. Holy cow. Wow. I've been praying that quite often. God, thank you for being my protector and my provider. And maybe that's where you're at today. You're just like, Lord, I need you to be my protector. And there's just, I'm scared physically of some situation. But also maybe it's from like verbal assaults. Maybe you're dealing with some challenging coworkers or even family members or friends or neighbors. And, you know, social media can be brutal at times. But, friends, I just want to remind you today that God is your protector and He is your provider. And that you can trust Him today and know that He just does things that only God can do. And, you know, sometimes all you can do is just hold your hands up right and say, only God, only God. And I know today that for wherever you're at, that God, He wants to do one of those only God moments. Friends, He's still doing miracles. I know Jesus has been in heaven now over 2,000 years, but oh my goodness. I had lunch today with a guy, and we had sat down and talked one-on-one for over 15 years. And he was just sharing some unbelievable stories. He said, I kind of wandered from my faith, but, you know, I got refocused a couple years ago. And he said, man, I've just seen God just do some things in my life and some family members' lives. And he would share a story that he had done. He'd look at me and he'd just say, Greg, only God. Only God. And friends, sometimes we have to get to the end of ourselves before we get to see God do what only He can do. I want to close today. This is actually in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. We've been hanging out in chapter 10, but it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. In verse 11, it goes on to say, through wisdom your days will be many, and your yields and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. So I want to encourage you today to acknowledge God as your Lord and Savior and know that He is the Holy One that will give you wisdom today. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.